we train ourselves to think and feel exactly as we do about everything. And even though we may feel ourselves victim of many circumstances, of many points of view, at our essence, we are never a victim. It's impossible to be a victim of point of view. It really is. And so the first step is really taking responsibility for points of view. It really is. That's the initial step, to just decide at heart, to make a real commitment to go to any lengths whatsoever to allow point of view to be as it is. And that's really where the Four Mainstays come in. And what was spoken so beautifully by each one of you when you came up to the microphone, and what is obvious in all of you sitting there, is that you are taking responsibility for the actual nature of your points of view. And that is a valiant act. That alone is a valiant act. Just that brings so much benefit to society. It brings inconceivable, unimaginable benefit. The kind of benefit that could never be explored through logic and reason. The benefit of taking responsibility for points of view is so vast that if we could comprehend the vastness of it, everyone just like that would be taking short moments or relying on the Four Mainstays to make it a little broader. Our points of view, whatever they are, they just are whatever they are. So when we're born, we train ourselves in our points of view from then on. So the easiest way is to just say, okay, I'm responsible for my points of view, whatever they are, because that's what it boils down to. And a lot of the searching that goes on is done just because there's no idea of where to look or what to rely on. A lot of the books don't help, or they have a relief that is temporary and then it goes away. And so when we get older, we really start to recognize the pain of it. Sometimes when we're children, we recognize the pain. And then we can just look into the future and project our pain out into the future. What it's going to be like when we get in some of these afflictive states. So the first thing to really understand, especially these days when there's so much misinformation and pseudo-information about the search, is looking for something else, is that the search does not end in some kind of mental state like stillness. The end of the search is at the coincidence of stillness and frenzy. That's where it is. So you see, the end of the search is in instinctive recognition that clarity, as we're calling it here, is spread equally and evenly throughout all points of view. And there is no state to arrive at. So trying to replicate a state that was arrived at some other time couldn't possibly occur, because clarity is only in the here and now. The only evidence we have is the here and now. This is crucial. It is totally crucial. And the enormous change, really, is that there is the end of self-focus and this outpouring of tremendous spontaneous beneficial energy. Doesn't mean that the thoughts stop, although that can be nice, you know. It's an equal opportunity program. All the points of view have equal opportunity. And so this is just the way it is. And there is incredible relief and release in that. There is total release. First of all, upon the introduction to clarity, we know that we're by nature beneficial. We know where to go. We know to go to clarity. And so you see that is a demonstration immediately of beneficial intent. And just as the obviousness of clarity becomes more tacit and certain, so too does the obviousness of altruism, benefit of all, the welfare of others, which always includes ourselves. You see. And the thoughts that are so obsessive or frenetic, that involve thoughts, emotions, sensations, all these different kinds of bodily things that are going on, they mellow out. They mellow out and they shift to the even spread. You see, and then there's just, that is more and more obvious every single minute of life. So there's no destination to get to, no state to get into whatsoever. Now, initially, by the way, this is just an introduction to the talk I'm going to give. Initially, after introduction to clarity, what we call cat watching a mouse clarity. And this is the observer clarity watching all the little mice points of view. And so this is the way it is for many people. Sometimes people get it right away, you know, like we heard today. And so it can be whatever it is. Now, that is an important time to use the four mainstays as a support from the very beginning, to really rely on the teacher and the training media and the worldwide community. It's a combined pattern of instruction, you could call it. Through the four mainstays, very quickly, there will no longer be cat watching a mouse clarity. Instead, you'll recognize that points of view, self-release. They self-release in, of, as, and through clarity. The points of view are the shining forth of the clarity view. Take a very close look at them, and it's easy to see. If you really, really take a look, you'll see. You can't really find where they began, where they lived their lifespan, and where they ended, including the point of view of you. And so you see, often the spontaneous self-release is recognized in very afflictive states. Now I'll tell you why that's good. It is incredibly powerful to really realize in your bones instinctively that you're okay no matter what's coming down. So you see, some people have a lot of thoughts. The other one will have a lot of emotions. That one over there, lots and lots of sensations. So usually it's different for different people. But whatever it is, the remedy is the same. The medicine is the same. So you see, there isn't any preferential clarity, you could say. You are who you are, and you are where you are. And wherever you go, there you are. So you see, these points of view then naturally slide into being outshone by clarity itself. The focus isn't on the points of view anymore at all. The great spread has taken over. The space invaders. Oh. Thank you to the few of you who got my joke. Sometimes they're pretty obscure. But the vast expansiveness of our own condition is native to us. It is native to us. So, you know, it can't be taken away, and we can't be taken out of it. So really, to relax and leave everything as it is where it's at. And whatever your particular points of view are, you could say that they are wholly supreme states. That is the truth of it. Initially, when we are introduced to clarity, maybe we don't like our points of view. We don't like the points of view we have. And we want to do something about them. Like, we don't want to have any afflictive states. And so to hear that the points of view, the very afflictive points of view, are actually coincident to clarity, the shining forth of clarity itself, that may not be what we want to hear if we want to get rid of afflictive states. However, it is the only way to outshine points of view completely. And these points of view are pretty special. It's kind of an attitude adjustment, really, because we train ourselves to sort our points of view into positive, negative, and neutral categories. And then we dive in. We want to attain more pleasureful, positive points of view and not have negative points of view. And the neutral ones, well, they're kind of indifferent, a field of indifference. When we've lived a lifetime being very hard on ourselves, being very critical, self-critical, that can be a point of view too. You know, we're just accustomed to being hard on ourselves, to just raking ourselves over the coals again and again about our emotions and our thoughts, about our sensations, about what we say or do. And this brings up a general feeling of unwellness and throughout everything, you know. Each here and now can't help but have a sense of unwellness to it. That doesn't feel very good, does it? Yet, right here, sitting in each chair, or wherever you happen to be, right here, you are the power source of the universe. And this is the truth. Our native condition is spontaneously beneficial. We have learned another way to be just because that's what we needed at the crossroads. We want to belong so much that we adopt the ways of the society around us. However, when we find we have a choice, then we listen. We listen. And the choice, it is so supreme, so reverential of ourselves that can take a little bit of an adjustment too. Letting all the points of view be as they are allows us to see how well we are. All of the energy we feel in our bodies that we can't help but feel every minute, like right now. If we just stop to feel the energy in our bodies, wow, it's incredible. If we leave it unnamed, untitled, it is the source of our wellness. All beneficial energy, totally clean and pure, meaning free of anything of a different kind. That's what pure means, free of anything of a different kind. All the points of view, whatever they are the clarity view, which is free of anything of a different kind. Now, just by hanging out with people who are relying on clarity through the four mainstays, it naturally comes about, just hanging out. But there are so many instructions and interactions along the way that can be very fruitful if you so choose. And all of those are provided for in Balanced View and in Great Freedom through the four mainstays. If you're looking for some kind of special state to get into, this is not the place. That's what I'd say. States like not thinking or total stillness, these are all points of view. So to look for relief in something that will never give it is that's a mistaken perception. The total relief is in the current point of view, no matter what it is. If your head's going wild with thoughts, if your body hurts, if you have all kinds of emotions, this is it. This is it, the current point of view, right here. Right here. The only evidence there is of you. Everything you may have looked for, like self-love, self-respect, reassurance, assurance, all of this is contained in clarity. Firm and strong, always on. beneficial energy is our natural state. And this beneficial energy of spontaneous altruism is always on. So when something is spontaneous, it's naturally occurring, naturally present. Doesn't require cultivation or special actions. This kind of altruism is always present in clarity. All-encompassing benefit of this kind is only recognizable through precious instinctive realization of clarity's beneficial energy. We can work our life long to be good people, to be compassionate individuals, to be beneficial. That's really good to do no matter what the grounds are. However, if it's clarity you're looking for, then spontaneous beneficial energy is what you get. And so you see, it's instinctive realization that the body, speech, mind, qualities, and activities are fueled and fired up by spontaneous altruism. That's their native condition. All-encompassing benefit, all-encompassing vast benefit. Precious, precious and rare. The rarefication of all points of view, no matter what they are. Each one equally endowed with clarity. It is through this instinctive recognition that we develop strong interest in the inconceivable beneficial qualities and activities of clarity and empower their attraction and adventure. When we recognize clarity, then we can't help but notice its benefit because it's immediately beneficial to us. So at first, self-benefit is very, very obvious. And then that naturally just pours out everywhere. Everywhere. Just like in all of you. Clarity empowers us to do things we would never be able to do otherwise. So first of all, it empowers us to rely on clarity rather than our points of view. That is an enormous benefit, an enormous benefit. The benefit comes about naturally, spontaneously, with nothing needing to be done. We're able to overcome all kinds of stories that have been persistent our life long. And you may have noticed that the resolution of one point of view, it kind of spreads out and a lot of points of view are resolved by just the resolution of one. That is an incredible empowerment to stop the stories by empowering your own clarity. Along the way of outshining the stories, initially I mentioned that it's more like a cat watching a mouse, and there is the definitive clarity and the definitive points of view. However, then it is recognized that they spontaneously self-release. This just happens automatically anyway. And at that point, clarity is very, very obvious. And then it slips into outshining naturally, which is its natural condition. That is the natural condition of clarity right now, outshining every point of view. All points of view, the shining forth of its own dynamic energy. Whatever the point of view is, it's filled with total love. Its interpretation is just a matter of opinion. So, for example, you could not convince me that you are any points of view you might have. And I couldn't convince you that the same. So, you could never convince me that you are any point of view you have. A lot of the things we hear about clarity, like all-inclusive and equal and even, all of these, they really apply to us. They apply completely to us. That is the nature of our beneficial energy. The native fact of spontaneous altruism is always available. It's a natural resource. It's our greatest natural resource, and it is inexhaustible. It's completely inexhaustible. This natural resource is of utmost significance. Humankind must make this evolutionary leap in order to survive. And furthermore, it will. Humankind has actively entered the era of great benefit and is relying on clarity. The breakthrough of our current way of thinking is a spontaneous action. It's a spontaneous action. And we need the intelligence of clarity in order to solve the problems that have been created. Initially, we solve our own problems. We become assured that within us is that beneficial power and energy. And then it spreads out everywhere from us. We spontaneously train up beneficial power through always-on clarity. There is no reason to be in a rush or to hurry to clarity because it's already here. And so you see, the only thing you might notice is that it gets brighter and brighter. Clarity can take any form whatsoever, positive, negative, or neutral. in one person. One person may consider a point of view positive, another would consider the same thing very negative, another one wouldn't think about it at all. And whatever their costume is, they are the adornment of clarity, the ornament, the precious heart ornament. This, in fact, is your nature from head to toe, across the vast expanse of space, beyond anything imaginable. This understanding, instinctive understanding of who you are, is really what to build on, not only for ourselves as individuals, but for everyone. When the searching stops, which simply means to leave point of view as it is, that's it. Beneficial energy spreads out everywhere. The points of view that were so noticeable for so long that it seemed like forever are soothed and potent instead of little enemies. They're allies and friends. Whether we're thinking about the past, whether we're thinking about the future, whether we're thinking about the home we have to go to or the home we don't have to go to. Whatever it is, that point of view is profound. You could say we develop the ultimate democracy within ourselves, then we know what real democracy is. When we arrive at the equalness and evenness of all points of view, then we're ready to take up the serious political act of of democracy. Yeah. These short moments, they're very powerful indeed. You see, basically, we are very simple and we are incredibly complex. And it is at the coincidence of those two that we live, breathe, and have our being. So you see, there's no intellectual gimmickry or trickery that can get you there. Yet it is important to have a sound, instinctive understanding.